In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. How many of you have been to a wedding? That's pretty good. You know, there's a lot. Yeah, weddings are kind of fun because there's usually a lot of good food, and there's music, and there's dancing, and people have a really good time. The most fun weddings I have ever been to are Mexican weddings, Italian weddings, and Greek weddings. And the most fun of all was a combined Mexican, Italian, and Greek wedding. More fun than humans should be allowed to have. So if you ever get a chance, you need to go to those. Well, that's what weddings are like now. They were even more like that in the time of our Lord. They usually went on for 3 days. 3 days of feasting with dancing and wine and all sorts of good things. And one of the things that happened at a wedding was the arrival of the bridegroom. And the maids of honor would wait for him because he would arrive at night. They would have lamps. And they didn't know precisely when they would arrive because, you know, they didn't have clocks back then. And they didn't have telephones. So if something delayed him, you wouldn't know. So the maids of honor had to be ready. They had to have their lamps. And what were their lamps? Were their lamps electric? No, because they didn't have electricity back then. The lamps looked kind of like the lamps from stories of genies. Only they were probably made of clay. And they have a place for you to put the oil in. And then at the end, there's a place where the wick is. And the wick draws the oil into it, and you light the wick. And there's a light, a little bit of fire, and it gives off light. And so the job of the bridesmaids was to wait for the coming of the bridegroom and welcome him. Well, in our story, we had 10 of them. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The wise ones said, "We don't know when the bridegroom is coming, so we're going to have extra oil so that our lamps are not going to go out." The foolish ones said, "Whatever, he'll be here when he's here." And then when he arrived late, the wise ones were ready for him. They had enough oil to put extra oil into their lamps, so they were ready for him to come. The others didn't. Now you might ask yourselves, why didn't they share their oil with the others? Because they had a job to do. And the job wasn't to make the other bridesmaids feel good. Their job was to greet the bridegroom. And so they said, "You got to go buy your own oil because we have to do our job. You need to get the oil to do your job." And while they were gone, the bridegroom came and the 5 wise ones got to go into the wedding and they got to have all sorts of fun. And then the 5 who were foolish, they showed up and they didn't get in at all. Because the bridegroom said, "I don't know you. You weren't here on time. You're not coming in." Pretty sad for them, right? Yeah, they didn't get to have any fun at all. Why did Jesus tell us this story? Because the story is kind of like heaven. Who wants to go to heaven? You don't have to go right now, but eventually. You want to go to heaven? All your hands should come up. Everyone wants to go to heaven, right? Heaven's great. It's like Lagoon, only on steroids. It's way better than that. So you want to go to heaven. And Jesus is telling us through this story that we need to be ready to go to heaven. And the way that we do that is by obeying Jesus' commandments, loving God above all things and your neighbor as yourself, saying your prayers, and be ready for him when he comes for us. When we don't know when that's going to be, but we're going to be ready for him, right? So you're going to be ready for Jesus, guys? All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.